أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to Living the Quran through the Living Quran. And in this particular series, we've been going over chapter number 36, known as the heart of the Quran, Surah Yasin. Up until this point, we've been looking and we concluded the story of the people of the village who rejected the messengers, the apostles that came to them. And we then looked at a brief discussion about the rules of God, the traditions of God, the way that God interacts with the world, and the way of the rules of cause and effect. When we concluded in our previous verse, we talked about the fact that all of humanity would be raised up on the day of resurrection, that everybody would be brought back to account for their deeds. And in the verse under review for today, verse number 33, we see that God shows us one of his signs. Because people will doubt, well, how can God bring me up from the dead when I am bones, when I'm even my bones have turned to ash, to dust? How can it be that God can do this, that God could bring the dead back to life again? This doesn't seem logical to many people. Well, let us first of all listen to the Arabic and read the English translation, and then come back and have a better understanding of the resurrection as embodied in Surah Yasin in verse number 33. In which Allah says the following.
وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ
The dead earth which we bring to life and from which we bring forth a large variety of grains of which they eat is an important sign for them. As we said in the previous discussions that the resurrection day is a reality in which all of humanity will be brought back up to life. And many people obviously in the past, even in the present, and definitely in the future will doubt, how is it possible that something which has been dead for many, many years, maybe for generations, for hundreds and thousands of years, how is it possible that that thing could be brought back to life by God? Does God actually have the power, the ability to bring the dead back to life? And obviously the Quran responds to this in the affirmative. There are multiple hundreds, if not maybe thousands of verses of the Quran that deal with the resurrection day and us being brought back to life. In Surah Yasin, we will see multiple explanations of this, multiple understandings of the day of resurrection. But the first one which God wants us to reflect upon is seen in this verse, in which God tells us that death and coming back to life after death is not something which is difficult for God to do. And in order for us to better understand this, God gives us a similitude, a parable of something that you and I see every year. We see that in the winter season, that the earth, the ground will metaphorically die, that the plants will die, flowers, trees will stop, or we will not notice them growing. The leaves will change color, they'll fall off of the tree, and so on and so forth. And then come the time of spring, the earth comes back to life again. Again, metaphorically speaking, the plants begin to grow, the flowers begin to bloom, the trees begin to give leaves and fruit. And so we see in our day-to-day life that this earth is such that it is alive at one point, it dies in the winter, it comes back to life in the spring. And so God tells us that this is one of his signs, is this earth that is dead, that is barren, and then a seed grows into it, and that God brings forth various kinds of food from this earth which at one time was dead. And so if he can do that, then obviously he can even give life to us human beings who would be dead and buried under the ground, just as a seed under the ground is not alive, and through water and through all of the nutrients it needs and the sunlight, it is given life to grow into a plant. And so let us conclude with some of our takeaway points for this verse for today. One of the first things that we can appreciate is that every seed and every plant which grows from and grows forth from the earth is just like a dead human body that is given life through all of the requirements that it is given. And just as a seed can bring forth life and grow into a flower or a tree, so us, if once we die, God will, and he has the ability and he will do this, give us life on the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, and the day of accountability for our actions. A second point, which goes back to the belief in the day of judgment, the day of resurrection, is the fact that the best way for us to actually believe in the resurrection is to carefully study the creations, to study the animal kingdom, the plant kingdom, the world around us. And when we study these creations of God, we will actually hopefully come to a realization that some intelligent creator has put all this into play, and it's not just by random chance that these things happen, that there is somebody, an entity which we call God, which we call Allah, who has actually created all of this. And this becomes a way for you and I to learn more about that creator. And obviously, last but not least, which ties into our previous point, is that a large portion of what we as human beings consume as food, the vegetables, the fruits, the grains that we eat, that a lot of the, obviously all of this comes from the fact of growing seeds into the ground. And so by studying this phenomenon of nature, by studying the food that we eat and where it comes from, this can actually guide us back to our Creator, guide us back to Allah by seeing the fact that these things are dead and they are given life. And just as they are given life, that we too will be given life on the day of resurrection, where we will be held to account for all of our deeds and actions. We ask God, as we conclude, to be able to give us the ability to reflect on Surah Yasin and to rectify our lives and to change our character such that when we are raised from our graves, that we can be accountable to God and we can prove to Him that we were the best of His creations on this earth. Wassalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.